Time now for the latest world sport from the BBC. Hello, I'm Kath Leahy. Coming up in the next 10 minutes.
Forehand cross-court swipe by Federer, but he's on the back foot here. Slices the backhand and drifts it over the net. And Stokowski slices in kind. Backhand is missed. And Stokowski falls to his back. He's beaten the seven-time Wimbledon champion in the second round.
Federer is out of Wimbledon as the seeds continue to fall on Wednesday. Home favourites Brazil reach the final of the Confederations Cup and Carlos Tevez signs for the Italian champions Juventus. So the third day at Wimbledon will go down as one of the most dramatic in the history of the tournament. The defending champion Roger Federer and the former champion Maria Sharapova were both beaten, while no fewer than seven players either pulled out or retired hurt. BBC's Chris Dennis rounds up an extraordinary day at the All England Club in southwest London.
In the 127 years of the Wimbledon Championships, surely there hasn't been a day quite like this one. 2 days after Rafael Nadal's shock exit, Roger Federer too finds himself on the plane home. The defending champion was beaten in four thrilling sets by the Ukrainian Sergei Stokowski, who couldn't quite believe what he'd done.
Well, when you play Roger Federer at Wimbledon, it's like you're playing two persons. First you play Roger Federer, and then you play his ego and on the center court of Wimbledon, where he's historical, I would say. So that's like playing two against one. I was hanging in there every game of my serve and trying to push it to the tiebreak. I was a little tight when I was up a break in the fourth. I was feeling like I'm getting a little...
You couldn't believe it.
Yeah, it was hard to pull it out, so I'm really happy that I'm able to go through and save that fourth set and win it in the tiebreak.
So Federer's extraordinary record of reaching 36 consecutive Grand Slam quarterfinals comes to an end, but the Swiss insists he has no plans to retire.
No, because I still have plans to play for many more years to come. So it's normal that after all of a sudden losing early, after being in the quarters 36 times, people feel it's different. And you guys hyped it up so much, me playing Rafa, and we're both out, so there's a letdown, clearly. Maybe also something's a bit disrespectful towards the other opponents, actually, who are in the draw as well. I think it sends a bit of a message to you guys as well, that maybe you shouldn't do that so often next time around.
Maria Sharapova's Wimbledon is also over. The Russian was stunned in straight sets by the Portuguese Michelle Lacha de Brito, ranked 131 in the world. Sharapova slipped three times during the match and was heard to tell the umpire, "This court is dangerous," although afterwards the Russian refused to blame the surface for her defeat.
Yeah, I just never found myself on the ground three times in one match, so that was a little bit surprising. But the conditions, I think, have been the same for all the players. I think you've seen quite a few injuries in the last couple of days, quite a few slips. I was fortunate not to have anything serious. But it's the same for my opponent as well, so there's certainly no excuses about the court. I think it's just the conditions and the way it is.
An astonishing seven other players bowed out either without starting or completing their match. Among them, Victoria Azarenka, whose knee hadn't recovered from her first round fall, and Joe Wilfried Tsonga, who trailed Ernest Skulbis by 2-1 when he retired hurt. Afterwards, Azarenka was asked whether the court was to blame.
You know, I'm wondering the same question because, you know, the court was not in a very good condition that day. You know, it was, I mean, my opponent fell twice, I fell badly, and there are some other people who fell after, so I don't know if it's the court, if it's the weather, I can't figure out.
Well, a Wimbledon spokesman confirmed that the courts have been prepared to the same meticulous standards as always. But after just 3 days, five of the top 10 women and four of the top 10 men are out of the tournament.
Chris Dennis reporting now to football, and Brazil are through to the finals of the Confederations Cup after a 2-1 win over Uruguay in Belo Horizonte. Paulinho's late winner meant the home side saw off a resilient Uruguay and set up a meeting with Spain or Italy in the Maracanã in Rio on Sunday. The BBC's John Bennett was watching.
Brazil now 90 minutes away from winning their third consecutive Confederations Cup, but they didn't make it easy for themselves in the semi-final. The winning goal came just 5 minutes before the end of the 90 minutes. It was heading to extra time until Paulinho headed home for Brazil. The crowd going wild. Fantastic atmosphere, but a nervy atmosphere at times, particularly in the first half. Brazil looked far from their best. They conceded a penalty. Uruguay should have taken the lead, but luckily for Brazil, their goalkeeper Julio Cesar was on top form. He saved Diego Forlan's spot kick, and it was Brazil who broke the deadlock just before half-time. That man Neymar changing the game yet again, a bit of magic. His shot set up the chance for Fred, who made it 1-0. But then straight after half-time, Uruguay responded. A mistake at the back by Brazil. Their defensive capabilities have been questioned in this tournament, and it was Thiago Silva who gave the ball away in the box, and Edinson Cavani made no mistake. No wonder he's being chased by so many clubs around Europe. After that, it was cagey, it was nervy. Both sides had a couple of decent chances until Paulinho finally got that winner for Brazil. The crowd going absolutely mad. They're into the final. They'll face Italy or Spain, but questions will be asked. Will Brazil be able to cope with the pressure in front of their home fans and deliver that third consecutive Confederations Cup trophy?
Carlos Tevez has completed his move from Manchester City to Juventus. City have agreed a fee of around $18 million with the Italian champions for the Argentine striker. Paul Simpson, the former Manchester City forward, says this is the first sign of the new manager, Manuel Pellegrini, putting his stamp on the team. And it was important to get Tevez off the wage bill.
I think you've got to say it's good business. It's actually releasing the money from his salary as well, you know, the... If it's anything like the figures that have been reported, it's something like $27 million over the next 12 months. Well, that's an incredible amount of money that I'm sure the club can use somewhere else. And Manuel Pellegrini is going to start over the next week with the players back for training. And I'm sure he'll want to get players in who he can see being a part of the long-term future of Manchester City.
Carlo Ancelotti has announced that Zinedine Zidane will be one of his assistants at Real Madrid. At his first news conference as the new boss at the Bernabeu, the former AC Milan and Chelsea boss says he's confident he can improve the team.
As I said, the goal here is every time is to do my best. To do my best with professionality, be serious, to help the team to win the important trophies for the next season.
Police in America have charged the American football player Aaron Hernandez with murder and firearms offences. Hernandez, who played for the New England Patriots, was a rising star of the sport, and last summer he signed a five-year, $40 million contract. His arrest follows the discovery last week of the body of a 27-year-old semi-professional footballer in the city. The New England Patriots have since released Hernandez from the team. Ron Borges is a journalist with the Boston Herald.
Well, he was a young tight end with the New England Patriots. Very talented player, had been drafted well below where it was expected he would be when he came out of college because of a lot of teams had questions about his character and about his associates and about some failed drug tests. But the Patriots took a chance on him on the fourth round, and within 2 years he really became a bright young star. Very dangerous receiver, very fast, elusive, you know, all the things you're looking for in a football player. And they were really counting on him this season, having sort of remade their receiving core, to be one of the stars of that. But now, obviously, that's out the window.
The Formula One circus moves to Britain this weekend, and the Williams Formula One team are preparing to celebrate their 600th race at Silverstone. It's not been an easy year for the team so far. They're yet to win a point, but their team principal, Sir Frank Williams, says they can turn things around.
It's embarrassing. You know, one doesn't want to be humbled, but then being humbled from time to time for humans is quite a good thing, I guess. And hopefully we'll re-emerge a bit more knowledgeable, much more determined, etc., etc. We'll see. And if we do get back, it'll be very, very satisfying.
Before we go, just time to tell you about a dramatic day at Wimbledon. The defending champion Roger Federer and former champion Maria Sharapova were both beaten, while no fewer than seven players either pulled out or retired hurt. That's the latest BBC Sport.